Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is part two of a seven-part Lenten series entitled From Ash, and today's message is specifically entitled Break a Leg, based off of Philippians chapter 3, verse 17 through chapter 4, verse 1. Let us dive into the Word today. Dear brothers and sisters, pattern your lives after mine, and learn from those who follow our example. For I have told you often before, and I say it again with tears in my eyes, that there are many whose conduct shows that they are really enemies of the cross of Christ. They are headed for destruction. Their God is their appetite. They brag about shameful things, and they think only about this life here on earth. But we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. He will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same power with which he will bring everything under his control. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stay true to the Lord. I love you and long to see you, dear friends, for you are my joy and the crown I receive for my work. Amen. Just a couple of short weeks ago, my daughter's high school put on a production of the Broadway sensation Mamma Mia, featuring music from the 70s Swedish disco group ABBA, if you're not familiar with the play. It's an awesome play, and chances are, if you haven't seen it on Broadway, you have seen the film version with Meryl Streep and Pierce Brosnan and a whole crew of awesome actors. But this particular performance was an amazing performance by the students all around, actors and crew alike. And just as we did last year, the church I serve paid to put an ad into the playbill, which helps support the school's theater programs. But in the ad, we cheered for the students using titles from the play's songs. It read, "You are all super troopers. Thank you for the music. Break a leg." Now, in theater and in music, it is often seen as bad luck to wish somebody good luck. I know it's ironic, right? But if you wish somebody good luck in the superstitious world of actors and performers, it is often seen as bad luck. And so telling a performer to, quote, break a leg, end quote, is the same thing as telling them good luck. Now, there are a whole bunch of different theories as how the phrase break a leg came into it, but that is how you wish somebody on stage good luck. You tell them to break a leg. So in essence, our church and many others, and many other organizations and businesses and whoever bought ads, were telling these performers and cheering them on and wishing them luck by saying break a leg. And we were by no means the only ones who used the phrase break a leg. So we're basically, we put an advertisement in that cheered on the performers and wished them good luck. Actors, as you well know, are people who change their character in order to act and or appear to be someone they are not. There are different styles of acting, but one such style is called method acting, where the actor studies his or her character methodically and begins to follow similar patterns and behaviors in order to become convincingly the character they are studying, the character they are portraying. A great example of this from an era gone by is the 1922 silent film Nosferatu, which was a German film made by F.W. Murnau, and it basically followed the storyline of Dracula. But if you look that up, it's free to watch on the internet. It's well in the public domain. But if you look up that film and watch it, the actor portraying the vampire, whose name was Max Schreck, would not break character even when filming had ended. He walked around the set dressed like Count Orlok. He acted like Count Orlok well beyond the shout, cut, you know, when filming had ended. He went around acting that character out in all he did so that he never lost what it meant to be that character. I imagine, especially in that makeup and if for that particular character, that was a creepy thing to witness, I'm sure. Also, Heath Ledger was a method actor, somebody who's more modern, even though he's no longer with us. Heath Ledger was a method actor. And in order to prepare for the part of playing the Joker in the Batman film The Dark Knight, directed by Christopher Nolan, Heath Ledger lived alone in a hotel room for a month. And he formulated the Joker's voice and his posture and kept a journal recording the Joker's thoughts and emotions. In today's scripture, Paul tells us something that should be shocking to us all. He wrote, and I quote, "For I have told you often before, and say it again with tears in my eyes, that there are many Christians whose conduct shows they are really enemies of the cross of Christ." Ouch, right? That's harsh, isn't it? Paul then qualifies that by saying that their God is their appetite. They brag about shameful things and they only think about life on this earth. In other words, such people are supposed to be Christians. However, they are only Christians in name alone, not in reality. They are Christians in name only. Their actions actually show them to be followers of this world and enemies of the cross of Christ. Now, this should cause us to seriously pause and reflect. This is Lent, after all, right? Are we such a people? Are we merely actors putting on an unconvincing show? Do we claim to be Christian but fail to bear the fruit of the Spirit? You know the fruit: joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? Do we praise God for grace and extend none of it to anyone else? Do we bask in the grace of God and live about as gracelessly as humanly possible? Do we seek after status and earthly glory? Are we the Church of Jesus Christ? Sinners redeemed by the grace of God, open for anyone to join because there is room under the cross for everyone? Or are we a church of status? A people seeking to appear more prominently than those around us. a people looking to have more attention and more fame and more notoriety and more wealth and more power and a more authority than anyone else around us? Are we a people who give up what we have so that we may not only help those who do not, but walk alongside of them as one of them? Or are we a people who dangle what we have in front of those who have not, in order to feel good about ourselves and keep them in their place? Paul tells us to pattern ourselves after his example, an example he painted earlier in this same letter, the letter to the Philippians. In chapter 3, he talked about giving up status and wealth and security and his own religious and political worldviews for the sake of Christ. He once prided himself as a pure-blooded citizen of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the Pharisees who demanded the strictest observance of the law. He saw himself as righteous and full of zeal, enough so to persecute the church, who he thought was way too out there in error. But he wrote, and I quote, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7, "Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ." In fact, in verse 8, he even refers to such things as rubbish, garbage, compared to Christ. Paul is telling us that we need to become more than just actors playing a part, but to become method actors. And as a Methodist, I can't say that word enough, method actors. Immersing ourselves into the part, patterning our very lives after him, becoming the part itself. Someone who gave up everything for the sake of the cross of Christ. That is what Paul is asking each and every one of us to become someone who gives up everything for the sake of the cross of Christ, for the sake of the gospel, so that others might come to know the love and grace God has for them. Wow. Wow. Right? Break a leg. Friends, let us spend this Lent getting to know Jesus once again. Read the Gospels. Get to know Jesus and the good news of Jesus. Heck, join a Bible study. It's not too late. It's never too late. And if someone won't let you join theirs, find another one to join. Immerse yourself in the Christian life methodically. Read scripture, praying daily, attending to worship and acts of piety and acts of charity. Pattern yourself off of the Christian life as witnessed to in the Bible. And while you're at it, break a leg. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you for this challenging message, and we thank you for leading us to be your people in this world. Lord, none of us are perfect, but we do recognize that you are perfecting us in your grace. And so, Lord, lead us to be a people of the cross, not enemies of the cross, so that we may spread your love and your grace to all people throughout this world, and that we may witness to who you are through who we are in you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. And so I would like to thank you for tuning in to this message. Again, part two of a 7-part Lenten series entitled From Ash, and today's message was entitled Break a Leg. And I would like to invite you to tune in next week for part three of this Lenten series. So, check out all of the episode notes that we have. There are links to the podcast website, lifegivingwatermsg.org. There are links to my biweekly devotional website. There's a link to the Party on John the Party on John cast website, which is where that's the home of the Party on John cast, a podcast that's run by myself and Sal Sermarco, who's a chaplain ordained in the Presbyterian Church. We have a lot of fun over there. So if you haven't checked that out, please do. But in all things, friends, remember that you have been richly blessed so that you may be a blessing to others. Don't hoard it, but give it to all you can. Go in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Amen.